Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to urge everybody to go on our website. We have a link, says Support Devil Radio. Many of our listeners have called in saying, how can we support Devil Radio? Go on it and click on that link, and it gives you all the ideas where you can support our station. And I'm also encouraging everybody to download the Devil Radio app. Devil Radio app from our website, from the Apple and Google stores, wherever. Get it down on your phone. Devil Radio app. You can listen 24/7. Favorite radio station, and more importantly, your favorite programs. You just pick whichever program you like, and you can listen to it. It'd be great. Okay, a lot more to get to today. A very, very big development, major development. The Senate finally passed the so-called hard infrastructure bill. After a lot of chicanery, a lot of skullduggery, a lot of stupid amendments by Republicans, a lot of obstruction by the Ron Johnsons, unfortunately, our own senator and others. Joni Ernst of Iowa, bad news, had an amendment that said New York shouldn't get any money for its roads and bridges. Oh, really, Joni? Really? Really? That got a brush of the hand. The final vote was 69 to 30. 99 of the senators voted, and obviously 50 of ours, and 19, we peeled off 19. And if you go online, and I'm not going to read all 19, Moscow Mitch is there. The guy from Mississippi is there. The guy from Wyoming is there. There are people all around who jumped on the bandwagon. Why did they jump on the bandwagon? Because the train was leaving the station, for a busted metaphor. You'll excuse the busted metaphor. The point of the matter is that these people all scurry. They all scurry, and they figure, well, this thing is going somewhere, and I can get on board. It's safe for me because Moscow Mitch got on board. 69-30, busted the filibuster by 9 votes. Actually, you needed 60, and they got 69 by 10 votes. Let me break it down. Some very, very good news. $110 billion going for roads and bridges. $66 billion for rail, $40 billion for mass transit, and $65 billion for broadband, and also a $30 a month stipend to low-income people so that they can get internet. In other words, in rural areas, you'll finally get broadband, and then in even areas that already has it, even areas that has internet, some people can't afford to go on it, and this gives them a subsidy. $65 billion for the electrical grid, $50 billion for anti-flood measures and fighting wildfires, cyber attacks, $7.5 billion for charging stations. Remember something. General Motors is going to have all electric vehicles by 2035. You ain't going to be charging them in your garage. If you are, you're not going very far. You're not going very far at all. You'll go to the store. You want to drive from Milwaukee to LA or Denver or Phoenix, you better have the equivalent of gas stations for electricity. They're called charging stations along the way. And you can't just go mosey into a small town and say, hey, is there a socket I can plug this thing into? No, that ain't going to work. There have to be charging stations. There were gas stations for long-distance travel, and this will start to build those. $7.5 billion to lower emissions on school buses. Ferries, believe it or not, that was a sop to a couple of states to get their votes. And buses in general, for new equipment and that kind of thing. The Senate passed it. Let's see, $15 billion to get rid of lead pipes. This is the largest infrastructure package in a long time, well over a decade in the past. And Moscow Mitch was with it. And of course, Trump is shouting that they're all rhinos, Republicans in name only. For Trump to say that, authoritarian, he doesn't care about either political party. He has no standing to call anybody a bad Republican or a bad Democrat. Well, now it goes to the House, and here is the rub. This is the rub. This is the rub. That's a phrase from Shakespeare. Aye, there's the rub. To sleep, perchance, to dream, aye, there's the rub. Hamlet's soliloquy. What happens when you die? Your blessed sleep. You're free of all your cares. But then he says, to sleep, perchance, to dream, aye, there's the rub. In other words, maybe there's something over there that may not be as pleasant as we think. I don't know. But here's the rub. Here is the modern rub. The House has 220 Democrats, 212 Republicans. We have an 8-seat majority. The reason, if you add the two, that's 232. You'll say, Matt, there are 235 members of the House. That's true. Some of these seats are in transition. There's a death in Florida. DeSantis is holding up the election. There's all sorts of skullduggery going on. But 220 to 212 right now, we can't give up a lot of votes. We can't give up a lot of votes. If we lose five votes, this thing won't pass. Of the 220 members of the House who are Democrats, almost 100 are members of what they call the Progressive Caucus. Now, when you think of the progressives, you think of the squad, those kind of people. But almost 100 of them have signed on, probably to go back in their districts and say they're a member of it, to ward off primary campaigns. Tactically, that's what's going on. Now, I'm going to put aside for a moment, you know, my feelings, why there should be any kind of ideological caucus within an ideological caucus. There should be two caucuses, the Republican and the Democratic caucus. Republican is split up already. They have the Freedom Caucus, the Right-Wing Nut Caucus. Of course, they don't call it that. They don't call it that. The QAnon Caucus, of course, they don't call it that. But they're all split up. Liz Cheney and Marjorie Taylor Greene have nothing in common. Well, the Democratic Party is a little more subtle about it, but we really have broken into two camps as well. The so-called Progressive Caucus and then the mainstream everybody else. The reason why this is important to discuss right now is that the Progressive Caucus members, many of them have said, they will not vote for this hard infrastructure that just passed the Senate with great effort on the part of Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and the Democratic senators. To get 69 votes for an over $1 trillion expenditure that's going to make Joe Biden look good took a Herculean effort. Herculean effort. And he did it. That has got to pass the House. It would be nuts not to pass the House. As a negotiating tactic, the progressives, and Nancy Pelosi has signed on with them, and she's the big kahuna, she's the speaker, have said, we're not even going to vote on that until the Senate passes the $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure. Increased medical care, tuition, child care, elder care, more climate, anti-climate problem, technology. We have already baked some of this into the hard infrastructure to stop the threat to our climate change, and yet they want more, and that's fine. But they say they won't even vote on the hard infrastructure until the soft infrastructure passes the Senate. Every Republican has said that they will oppose that. Every Republican. Does that mean it's dead? No, that does not mean it's dead. They can do a thing called budget reconciliation. And budget reconciliation says that the majority party, and why are we the majority when we only have 50 votes out of 100? Because Kamala Harris can vote to break ties. So that's 51 votes, and we can push it through on budget reconciliation. When we do that, listen to this, it takes Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to go along with that. If either one of them punk out, we only have 48 votes, or 49 if it's only one of them, and that ain't going to do it. And then the question is, are the progressives woofing? Are they threatening? And then if it doesn't happen, they'll vote for the hard infrastructure anyway? I don't know. I suspect what's going to happen, there's going to be negotiation on the amount. $3.5 trillion. Bernie Sanders was interviewed yesterday. I saw the interview. He's an excellent guy, a lot of character, and he's a very truthful guy. And they asked him flat out. They said, is there any negotiating room on the $3.5 trillion? And Bernie is a sly old dog. He really is. I like Bernie. Bernie goes, that's the amount we want. And he wasn't ruling out anything or ruling in anything. It was perfect answer. I think there will be some horse trading. And I also think that some version of the soft infrastructure will pass the Senate and budget reconciliation. When that happens, both of those bills will be immediately voted on and approved by the House, and they will become law. Joe Biden will sign them. What is the fly in the ointment? The fly in the ointment is if a single Democratic senator becomes incapacitated or passes away, we don't have a majority and can't do any of that. And especially if that happens in a state that has a Republican governor that will appoint a Republican successor. And what are those states? Vermont with Bernie Sanders. Vermont has a Republican governor. Believe it or not, Massachusetts has a Republican governor. Do you know that? They have a Republican governor. Now, Harkin and Warren are healthy. They're healthy looking. But all I'm saying is the House shouldn't sit on this too long, or you may have an historical catastrophe where these things have enormous support. And because somebody is sitting on the sidelines playing poker, they bust the whole thing. They go all in and they lose. My strong advice to the Progressive Caucus is go ahead and pass this one, a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. You already have Schumer and all the others saying they will do budget reconciliation. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. It's as simple as that. Do not jeopardize it. Immediately then go to work for the soft infrastructure, ram it through and vote on it in September when it becomes, when it's in final form. Go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do that. Do not jeopardize losing the whole thing. Do not jeopardize losing the whole thing. Because, you know, look, here's a local thing. $9 billion of this, of hard infrastructure, is going to clean up the Great Lakes and to support the Great Lakes. That's to get some Republican votes. But let me tell you something. That's very important. Let's get going. Going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. We ought to take it easy.